Diversity, inclusion, and equity is slowly going away. Or I guess you could say it's dying. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Smash JT. Square Enix shareholders are starting to question Square Enix as to why they're using a consultancy firm like Sweet Baby Inc., especially when it's been proven before in the past for that specific company to not work out well for them. And why are they continuing to use it? And this right here, even though it's a minor thing, it's just a question being asked right now, it speaks volumes for the direction of where diversity, inclusion, and equity is headed and how this is going to shift the entire dynamic of the entire video game industry moving forward. Because let's be honest, it's always about the money. Hit that subscribe, give me a like, and check out SmashJT.com for the full article breaking down this fascinating situation. A shareholder for Square Enix is asking questions about why they're using Sweet Baby Inc. and why a consultancy firm is even necessary for them in the first place. Square Enix was once a major player in the video game industry. It's not doing so hot recently, and I covered that in a previous video about how their financials have fallen well short of expectations, and now they're facing even more scrutiny from shareholders regarding its business relationship with Sweet Baby Inc., the consultancy firm focused on supposedly promoting inclusion and representation in video games. This reflects a growing concern with many in the gaming community about the influence of consultancy firms on game development, and if they're even necessary in the first place. Now, a lot of YouTubers like myself have been preaching from the mountaintops about how this is not what you think it is, and how it feels like it's more of an organized mafia, a mob mentality of if you're not with them, you're against them, and they will cancel you if you don't pay them. And there's a lot of information that's come out recently to support that theory. So what is Sweet Baby Inc. even doing in the first place with these companies? YouTubers can talk about it till their face turns blue, but until investors start asking questions and money starts getting withdrawn, real change doesn't happen. But it's kind of like a domino effect with a few people raising concerns about it, and then if there's substantial reasoning behind it, it picks up speed and motion and momentum. Then you have shareholders coming into the fray and saying, yeah, wait a second, why are we doing this again? What exactly is the benefit of diversity, inclusion, and equity? Why are we using this DIE consultancy firm with us if it's only hurting us, which has been shown already with Square Enix when they collaborated with Black Girl Gamers on the game Forspoken, which was, by all accounts, a commercial flop, especially compared to expectations on the sales of that game, ultimately leading to the closure of the developer Luminous Productions. So it begs the question, why are they working so hard to include these consultancy firms if all it's doing is bringing doom to the future of the company? And then you have situations like employees at Sweet Baby Inc., Chris Kindred, who goes after someone like Cabrutus for starting a Steam curator list, now amassing over 400,000 followers and is the second largest curator on Steam, to then following that up with not liking how I'm talking about Sweet Baby Inc. and trying to find out from my former employers if I still work there, and making up all this stuff about how I'm racist and a horrible person, to say the worst thing and slander my name in case I do work there, trying to get me fired, with zero accountability from Sweet Baby Inc. about the situation. Trust me, I've already reached out to them, and it's been dead silent. So you start to pile all this information together, and you're like, what is Sweet Baby Inc. anyways? Why are they so involved with all these major companies? What is the benefit to them? And yes, obviously people have uncovered the Vanguard and BlackRock and ESG scores, and all that goes into, oh, okay, if we get our ESG score up, we'll get more investments, we'll get more net positive, and it'll work and it'll benefit everyone even if the game flops. But what's happening is the games are flopping and the investments aren't coming in, and the studios are closing. It's not working. The entire situation was a fraud from Jump Street. And shout out to thatparkplace.com for getting this information out there, because without it, I would not have seen it. A Square Enix shareholder raised concerns during a recent report about the company's relationship with Sweet Baby Inc. The shareholder expressed satisfaction with Square Enix's shift from quantity to quality in their game releases, but questioned the nature and future of the transaction with the consultancy firm. They stated via Google Translate in Japanese, I'm personally happy about the shift from quantity to quality. I hope good titles will come out in the future. I'm concerned about the Canadian consulting company, Sweet Baby. Square Enix is listed as a client, but is there actually a transaction there? What kind of transaction is it? Will they continue to do so in the future? And this kind of gets at how Chris Kindred took it so personally that all Cabrutus was doing was combining all these publicly available information from Sweet Baby Inc.'s website themselves, saying, hey, I've created a curation group for people that might want to avoid supporting companies that work hand in hand with what feels like a sham business. Something that might speak well and say all the right things, but behind the scenes, it's anything but. Square Enix president Takashi Kiryu responded to the shareholders' question via Google Translate saying, I would like to refrain from making specific comments about individual clients. As we shift from quantity to quality, providing content that is enjoyable and safe for our customers is also part of what makes a product fun. We will do our best as creators. So the answer is, on the surface, a non-answer. But diving deeper into it, I can't help but think that Square Enix themselves is saying, yep, we're going to keep working with these type of consultancy firms to assure that it's safe. Because we're not sure about America, because America's got their panties in a bunch and they get offended with anything that happens anywhere. They'll make up a reason why they're offended and try to cancel us. So we want to work with these companies to make sure that we're doing our best to avoid that kind of situation. Because so much money is being invested in these games that these game companies, that especially are in other countries, want to ensure the highest level and rate of success for them. And they've seen companies be canceled by these cancel campaigns, by these people that don't use Sweet Baby Inc. And they say, we don't want to be like them, so we'll keep hiring these consultancy firms. And if anything goes awry, we can always point to them and say, hey, we did our due diligence. We hired this consultancy firm to ensure that it would be diverse, that it would be equitable, that it would be inclusive, that it would have voices for marginalized voices, that it wouldn't offend religions or beliefs or problems or have any kind of interpretation from a different dialect, and there could be issues with that. So that's why we're using them. And that in itself is an extremely concerning trend that continues. Like I said, after this already failed with Black Girl Gamers having Luminous Productions close, they shut down shop with an update on Twitter stating, you may have heard the news that Luminous Productions is merging with Square Enix. Beginning on May 1st, our talented team will join Square Enix to deliver new, innovative gaming experiences to players across the globe. So I guess you could say they didn't technically close, they just merged into Square Enix, and maybe there was some redundancies and they lost some jobs there. But ultimately, what happened was, the game was not successful, especially compared to what Square Enix was expecting it to be. And they used this DEI consultancy firm ensuring that they did their best to make sure that to cross their T's and dot their I's when it comes to making sure it's not going to be canceled by the woke mob. But spoiler alert, the woke mob is not the customer base, and no matter how much they complain, it doesn't change the fact that the game could possibly still sell. Just look at games like Hogwarts Legacy, that is still selling like gangbusters, years after release, and it still gets ignored by critics across the board, doesn't even get mentioned at Game Awards, and it's all because Hogwarts Legacy did not follow the proper formula of hiring these woke mob mafias and making sure that it bends the knee to them and they can complain about J.K. Rowling and all this other stuff. It's literally obvious, like clear as day. That's what's transpiring right now. And even though Square Enix kind of says they're still going to move forward and keep using these types of companies, the fact that a shareholder has spoken up naming Sweet Baby Inc. specifically speaks volumes for where the mentality of the people with the money really is. And again, this is just like another domino falling in the eventual collapse of the DEI consultancy firms. I'm going to leave it there. If you guys want more information, check out smashjt.com. I have the full article linked with all the descriptions, information, screenshots. Thank you again to That Park Place for providing a lot of the information for this. It's great research they did over there as well. If you enjoy what I'm doing here, hit that join button. Thank you guys so much for watching. And as always, you stay smashing. Smash J. Smash J. Smash J.